Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. School District of Rhinelander has canceled class trips that were scheduled to go to France and Germany next week due to coronavirus. In a media release Friday morning, Superintendent Kelly Jacoby said the school checked with the Centers for Disease Control Guidelines and State Department alerts. She says they're concerned that everyone on the trips could be exposed to the virus, but also could get involved in a rapidly changing situation and unpredictable circumstances, challenges returning home, and possible problems getting access to health care in those nations. Jacoby says they'll be working to get refunds for those involved or to reschedule. And every 2 days in Vilas County, a person is injured or killed in a crash. That information was a summary of 5 years of accident data presented to the Vilas County Highway Safety Commission recently. The report identifies November as the highest crash month, with July having the highest number of injuries and fatal crashes. The person giving the report, Representative Randy Weisinger, said Vilas County has an average of 675 drivers involved in a crash every year, 147 injuries and 4 deaths. He says 4 of 10 crashes occur on county or state roads, with 4 to 5 p.m. the peak time for injury and fatal crashes. The data shows most injury and fatal crashes in Vilas County occur on Friday, followed by Thursday. And it's going to feel like spring this weekend, and our clocks will spring forward. Most of the nation converts to daylight savings time Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. A spokesperson for Wisconsin Emergency Management, Christine Belport, says the biannual changing of the clocks is a good time to remind everyone to update their smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in their homes.
It's important you do simple things in your home. It takes 5 minutes and it could save a life. Make sure that your smoke detector, the battery is working. Maybe this is a good time to change out the battery and also your carbon monoxide detector as well. Now, carbon monoxide detectors also should be replaced every 5 years. And your smoke detector every 10 years.
And Belport says the cost of a few batteries could mean saving your life or the lives of loved ones.
Carbon monoxide poisoning can happen at any time, and it sends about 500 Wisconsinites into the ER every year, and that's according to Wisconsin Department of Health Services. I mean, it is something that you even have to think about. With the snow outside your home, even just clearing those vents away as well.
According to the National Fire Protection Association, 3 out of every 5 deaths in homes were because there was no smoke alarms or they weren't working properly. And several Northwoods Road projects got funding as part of an announcement this week from Governor Evers. The city of Eagle River picked up $750,000 to redo Pleasure Island Road, which runs behind the Derby track and goes to Northland Pines School. In Price County, $1 million is allocated to the town of Lake for work on a gender road. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will receive $500,000 for a bridge on the Northern Lights Trail. The town of Wabino in Forest County will get $200,000 for work on Rummels Road. In Langlade County, $182,000 for Grudgeville Road work and $100,000 for Hill Road in the town of Price. In Lincoln County, County G will get $560,000, while the town of Corning, $213,000 for the Devil Creek Bridge. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to remain sunny, high near 36. Clear tonight, low 16. Saturday, sunny, high 46. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 54. Then cooling down and a chance of rain on Monday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.